With your own mouth, adore him. With your own mouth, adore him. Lord, indeed, you are glorious. Adore him. Tell him how wonderful he is. With your own mouth. The word of God in Psalm 98, from verse 4, it talks about the elements that adores God. So with your very, very own mouth, adore him. Lord, you are excellent in all your workings. You are mighty to deliver. You are glorious in power. You do all things well. Whatever thing you do, oh God, is forever. We bless your name this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life, the gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation. We adore you. Receive our thank offering. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's give him a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can take your seats. We must never, never cease to praise the Lord. The word of God says in Psalm 98, verse 4, I will quickly read. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. And then it continues to say, praise him.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And then it goes to number 5. I'm reading Psalm 98, verse 5. Sing unto the Lord with the harp, with the harp and the voice of a psalm. It is with trumpets and sound of cornet made. A joyful noise before the Lord. It will let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. We are a little bit fast and his mic is low. I wonder if they hear him. We want Peli FM to hear you. Amen, it's better. It will let the sea roar. And the fullness thereof. And everything that is in the sea must roar and praise the Lord. This one I love. I will stop it here in verse
7.
Okay, I'll stop in 8. 8 says, let the floods clap their hands. Have you ever seen rivers clap hands? David says, let the rivers clap their hands for the Lord. If you can't clap for the Lord, the rivers will clap hands for the Lord. Let's give God a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are serving a glorious God. We are serving a big God. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just greet Apostle Vincent and thank him for the opportunity that he's giving me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm left with 1 week to minister to you. He will be here very soon. So don't be discouraged and say, where is the man of God? He's coming. You will see him very soon. Thank you, Apostle, for the opportunity you gave me. I don't take this as a privilege or right. I really want to thank God for using you in my life. Let me greet the Peli FM listeners. You are welcome this morning to hear the word of God together with us. And all our international listeners who tune in through YouTube and Facebook, you are welcome. And also those who are in the auditorium, you are welcome. And all our campuses who are viewing online, you are welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for your word. It's able to change and bring illumination to us. You say in your word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. Father God, I thank you that today this word will deliver us. This word will nourish us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said the other weeks, all that I'm preaching here is not my own.
Apostle has written us a letter. This is a letter from him that should be read in all the churches of Emmanuel Christian Churches. So I'm reading exactly what Apostle has said. His heart towards you. We are continuing with the title Matetes.
Matetes
is a life of a disciple. Yeah, a disciple is a follower. So we have declared in this year that this year will intensify discipleship.
We'll
be real disciples of Jesus Christ. The word of God here, the title that he gave to us this morning, it's enemies of your life and growth. Yeah, the enemies that will hinder our growth in the Lord. The enemies that will hinder us not to be the great disciples. The enemies that will hinder us to be faithful stewards. He says this morning, guard against this. Guard against this enemy that will try to dissuade you from following God faithfully. And our theme scripture we've been reading since last year, Ezekiel 2:2. The Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. So the Holy Spirit this morning will bring illumination to us. The scale on our eyes are going to be removed. We've been wondering, why are we not prospering? Today you will hear exactly why your prosperity has been held. If you can deal with these enemies that Apostle has listed here, you will see that you will prosper. Amen. Sacrifice of following. Without sacrifice, you will not grow. Meaning, you will need to sacrifice some things. You will not do them automatically. You will have to sacrifice to do them. Without sacrifice, you will not grow. So your enemy number one is, if you cannot sacrifice, you will not grow. So without sacrifice, you will not grow. John 13:36. The word of God reads as follows, most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor he who sent is greater than who sent him. So we are servants in the house. Do we have Apostle Vincent servants here? Do we have any servants in the house? Hallelujah, we are servants in the house. We will not be offended when people call us servants of Apostle Vincent. So there are dangerous people and habits that you will delay your growth. So you have to guard against those habits. Guard against those dangerous people. Our point number one. Anything or anyone who fits your rebellion to authority. Anyone who encourages you to be rebellious. Anyone who encourages you to be rebellious to the authority of Apostle Vincent. Guard against such people. Because they are robbing you. Because if you are under authority, authority will provide for you. Authority will protect you. And authority will promote you. So anyone who encourages your rebelliousness is stealing from you, from being provided, from being protected, from being promoted. He usually say to my children, be a child. When you are a child, you will be provided for. And my children have learned it very well. They know that when they are children, they are provided. The word of God in 1 Samuel 15:22. The word of God reads as follows. So Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. And then verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Can you believe it? God says, if you are rebellious to the person whom I've anointed and appointed to be an authority over your life, if you are rebellious, you are like a witch. And stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Yes, and the word of God, because of covetousness and idolatry, the wrath of God is coming. So if you are rebellious to the authority, if you are rebellious to Apostle Vincent, you are like a witch to him. You are like a witch to him. You don't bring pleasure to him. So this day we are repenting. We will not have any witches in the house. We will not be stubborn in the house. May the name of the Lord be praised. The book of Romans 16:17 reads as follows. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division. Mark them. Be careful. Mark them. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. And avoid them. So anyone who causes you to be rebellious in the house, God says, mark them. And avoid them. Don't be friends with them. Don't fellowship with them. Mark them. Beware of them. In our city, and we have no smoking here. There's a sign, no smoking here. There's a sign, no eating here. There's a sign, no drinking here. What about having a sign in Emmanuel Christian Church? Do you want to know the sign in Emmanuel Christian Church? No offenses here. No offenses here. We don't want anyone who come with offenses. No offenses here. No dishonoring Apostle Vincent here. If you cannot honor him, no, bye-bye. No offenses here. I think I will talk to the board and ask them, can we have a placard? No offenses here. Hallelujah. The word of God in Hebrews 13:17. It says, obey them that have rule over you. Obey them who have authority over you. And submit yourself. For they watch over your souls. And they must give an account. That they may do it with joy. And not with grief. For that is unprofitable to you. It will be so sad when an apostle thinks of you. And grief, it grieves his heart. I had one pastor, one of the bishop we are following. He said when the beginning of his ministry, when his church started, he says every Saturday evening he had a running stomach. When he thinks that I'm going to be facing this one, so-and-so will be in the church, his stomach automatically had diarrhea. It should not be like that for you. Apostle, when he comes here, he must come with joy. He must not say, what am I going to find? What am I going to? He must not be sick on Saturday. He must be looking forward to come. God says it will not be profitable for you if you do that. Point number two. Guard against people who are rebellious. The word of God says the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Psalm 68 verse 8. God sets the solitary in families. He brings those out who are bound into prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. So God has brought you in this place. It is you who chose you to be in the family of Emmanuel Christian Church. He directed your path. So be well in this house. Don't be rebellious. Don't be rebellious against the man of God. Don't fight him. Come and work together with him. Come and support his hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God says, in so doing, you will prosper. But if you are rebellious, you just wonder why your things are not working. Amen. God says in Psalm 105, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. It was during the Israelites when they were moving from Egypt to Canaan land. So you must not touch the anointed of the Lord. I thought they would have given me a verse already. I gave them a hint in Psalm 105. I thought the verse will be there. Touch my anointed and do my prophet no harm. It's high time people in that area learn scriptures. When I speak, the scripture should be there. I have not received it yet. It's Psalm 105 verse. Verse 15. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Because when you are touching the anointed of the Lord, when you are touching apostle, you are touching God. You are disturbing your prosperity. So that is why I said today our eyes will be opened. But why when you are not prospering? It's because you've been murmuring against the man of God. You've been pointing fingers at him. Check in the book of Psalm 58, Pastor B. The word of God talks about a well-watered garden. It says, if you point figures, if you stop criticizing the man of God, then your life will not be like a well-watered garden. Isaiah 58 verse 11. I've got pastors who are reading the Bible. Praise the Lord. Can we have it on the screen? Isaiah 58 verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy your soul in drought. This scripture talks about true fasting. It says the Lord will guide you continually and will satisfy your soul in drought. And he will make your bones fat. And you will be like a well-watered garden. And your life will be like a spring of water. Whose water fail not? Let's go to the next verse. Let's go to the earlier one, verse
10.
The word of God says, if you draw out the soul to the hungry, the afflicted soul, I want the one that says pointing your finger. If you stop pointing your finger, check it. It's in Psalm 58. You stop pointing your finger. Let's go to verse 12. It is then your life will be like a well-watered garden. Yes. If you can just stop to be critical. If you can just stop to be critical. Pointing the finger at apostle. Saying, if I was him, I would have done this thing this way. If I was him, verse 9. Let's read verse 9. It then shall you call. You shall call. And the Lord shall answer you. You shall cry. And he will say, here am I. If thou take away from your midst the yoke and putting forth out of your finger and speaking vanity. God says, if you can just stop speaking vanity upon about the man of God. So do you see that why your prayers are not answered? Do you see why you are calling and God is not answering you? Because you are critical upon the man of God. You are very critical. You see wrongs all the time. God says, if you can just stop there, if you can just stop there, you will call. I will answer you. And your life will be like a well-watered garden. Are we going to respect and honor the man of God? This message is an immunization message. I heard one of our pastors the other time. He invited somebody into the church. He was not in the church. He was in another branch. So this person came to the church. He came here in Acadia. So he was all by himself. And he found immunization message like this. This message is immunization. I don't know if you know immunization. Immunization, when a baby is small, he gets an injection against polio. This polio has not affected the child. But he gets pain. He's been injected. So that he must not have a deformity in her or his body. He must not be a cripple. So this message is an immunization message. So don't say, yo, in this church,
you're saying in this church there's problems.
Yo, in this church there's problem,
ne?
In that church they are criticizing their men of God, ne? In that church there's a problem. This is what this visitor who was invited to church, he went to, on Monday he told the colleague that invited him, he says, sure,
are you?
Your church has got problems, ne? The things that were preached,
are you?
There's problem in your church. There are no problems in this church. Let's give God a clap offering. This is immunization. You are getting your immunization. We are going towards honor the prophet. So we are injecting you so that when they honor the prophet comes, you should not be a cripple. You should be so strong. You should honor the man of God joyfully. So if you honor the man of God, well, you can just stop criticizing apostles. You will call and the Lord will answer you. Hallelujah. Our point number, that was number three or four. It was number two. Yes. Number three, respect and honor the word of your pastor. Pastor Bongs, I've got like 14 points. I mean point number three. If you can divide for me so that by 9:50 I'm done. Then you can show me the time for to pass this point. But I will listen to what the Spirit is saying as well. Respect and honor the word of your pastor. The word of God in Jude 1, verse 8 and 11. Likewise, these ones also. These false prophets are dreamers. They defile the flesh. They reject authority. They speak evil of dignitaries. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and have run greedily in the error of Balaam for prophet and perish in the rebellion of Korah. My goodness, you don't want to be likened by those three people. Because if you don't respect and honor the man of God, if you don't respect and honor your pastor, the word of God says you'll be like Cain, who has gone astray. You'll be like Balaam, who have run greedily after the era of prophet, and you'll be like a Korah who was rebellious and died in rebellion. You don't want to be like that. So Balaam, he said, wickedness was found in the love of money. He didn't want to curse the people because he was going to be paid. He also, in the book of Revelations, talks about Balaam enticing people into idolatry and committing sexual immorality. And we know about Korah, that the earth swallowed him. So don't be like any of those. And Jesus Christ speaks in the book of John 8:49. He answered to, he said to them, I have not a devil. I don't have a devil inside me. But I honor my father. And you are dishonoring me. So if you dishonor apostle,
how you apostle,
if you dishonor his authority,
how you apostle,
you've got a devil in you. Praise God, in the house we don't have devils. We are honoring our father here. And we are told that every sin is linked to dishonor. If you can check a lot of sins, they are linked to dishonor. So your success will be traceable to honoring the man of God. And your downfall will also be tracing to dishonoring the man of God. So honor will take you, something that takes you 20 years for succeed. If you honor, it will take you one day. So do you see that the rebellious dwell in the dry land? They will be toiling and toiling and toiling. When, because you are honoring your father, just one day you will succeed. Others, it will take them 20 years. So at the end of our service, we will confess the sin of dishonor. We spoke about criticism, that criticism is very dangerous. It will cause you not to prosper. Your life will not be like a well-watered garden. And honor will grant you access as well. When you honor Apostle Vincent, you will have access into his life. You will have access into his heart. He will think nicely about you. When he thinks about you, he will be praying and blessing you. But if you are a dishonoring person, when he thinks about you, he will drop a tear. And when he drops a tear, it's dangerous for you. So number four, distance yourself or avoid anyone who dishonors the divine the divine of the one who's chosen. So God has chosen Apostle Vincent for this church. And he has called us, he has placed us in this church. So let's not dishonor him. Because he's been chosen by God to be our leader here. So anyone who dishonors who God chose, you are working against yourself. So there is a story here. I told you I love stories. For sure you are waiting for one of my stories. I've got two of them. This one is a nice one. This woman was going to be married in one of the countries. I will not tell you the country. But this country is in Africa. And the country starts with N. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this woman was going to be married by a very wealthy person. A very rich person. We can say a millionaire. And a very handsome young man. Who loves God. Who's committed to God. So a beautiful woman. Took this young woman home. to meet his parents.
They
were already engaged, preparing for marriage. There was a big feast, a nice dinner set to welcome this woman home. They sat on a table. All the family members were there. They came, they wanted to interview the lady. They started with one interview. Which church do you belong? This woman said, I belong to church so and so. They said, oh, your pastor is so and so. And she says, yes, with a smile. And they criticized the pastor. They cut the pastor left and right. They criticized the church of the woman. They cut it left and right. The woman was just quiet. She ate. They went out. When they came to the car, the woman told a wealthy young man, a handsome young man, he says, forget about marriage between me and you. If your family cannot honor my pastor, if your family cannot respect my pastor, forget about me marrying you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye to your marriage. Bye-bye to your money. Bye-bye to your husband. Your beautiful face. Your handsome face. If your family cannot honor my pastor, they cannot honor my pastor, I don't belong in this family. That's how the end of that marriage came to a pass. That's how this woman, she valued her man of God. She valued her pastor. She said, I will not come and be settled in this disgraceful family that don't honor men of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must honor our men of God. We must submit to their authority. We must listen to the word that they say. In the book of Jeremiah 48, verse 11, the word of God says, Moab, he is at ease from his youth. Moab, he is at ease, oh, comfortable,
we get ill.
And he settled on his lease and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel. He's not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Neither have gone into captivity. And therefore his taste remain in him. And his scent is not changed. So meaning if an apostle cannot speak to your life, your scent is within you. If you cannot be sent by apostle, if he can't say, go start church there, go there, you are like Moab. You must be tossed. Apostle must shake you from vessel to vessel. When you think you are in this vessel, he must pour you in another vessel. When you think you are comfortable here, he must pour you another vessel. You must not be like Moab. And we cannot rebuke you. If we can't rebuke you, if we can't talk to you, if we can't send to you a certain place, you are like
Moab.
So you must be a true servant in the house who submits to authority. You must never dishonor the man of God. Because when you dishonor him, you are dishonoring Jesus. They say, look at Mamuru Tibiano, equates apostle with Jesus. If you dishonor apostle, I will repeat. You are dishonoring Jesus. Listen to Acts chapter 9, verse 4 to 6. And he fell. This is Saul, when he was persecuting the church, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? Acts 9:4-6. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Is it hard to kick against the pricks and the trembling and astonished? Lord, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord says, arise and go into the city. It shall be told you of what to do. So Saul was thinking he's persecuting the church. He was thinking he's persecuting the people. He was thinking he's persecuting the pastors. Only to find out he was persecuting Jesus. Jesus says, where are you persecuting me? Where are you dishonoring me? So when you dishonor a man of God, apostle, you are persecuting Jesus. You can persecute him withholding your tithe. You can persecute him withholding your money. Apostle told you of a child in Sunday school. It was 3 years ago. Because I remember my daughter is here, she's 26, she was 3 years then. Yes, exactly 23 years ago. So this young child goes to Sunday school, he's got a 2 rand coin. She says, you see my 2 rand coin? She's talking to my 3-year-old. The other 3-year-old. Osunono was there, because children's church has been there all along. So she's listening to their conversation. This conversation, I heard it from Osunono. She says, do you see 2 rand coin? I'm not going to give it to your father. Your father is very rich. This one I am not giving today. When offering basket passes, he says, you see it? I am not going to give it. Your father is very rich. Your father will not get my money. So if you are holding your tithe, you are thinking that you are giving it to Apostle Vincent, you are persecuting Jesus. If you are withholding your offering, you are thinking you are making Apostle rich, you are persecuting Jesus. If you are withholding missions pledges, you are persecuting Jesus, because you are restricting the growth of the church. Because we want to plant 1,000 churches. You want to plant 1,000 churches. So if you are withholding your money, you are persecuting apostles. You are persecuting the church. So don't think that when you dishonor is only through verbal. When you don't come to church, you are dishonoring him. And I'm asking that that other week, let's fill up this place. Because I'm going to be fired. I also will say, I left the church full. Oh, my wife, what did you say to the people? Now look at the gaps. So you promised me not to be fired. That other week, next week we can do work. That other week we want a full house. Let's give God a clap offering. That we are going to honor apostle with a full house. When he comes, he must be smiling. He's got a dimple. One dimple. When he smiles, he's so deep. So do you want to see a deep dimple? Let's fill the church that other week. Next week, let's go work hard. That other week, let's fill it. Hallelujah. It's a way of honoring him. It's a way of welcoming him. Number 5. When you must guard against people who are familiar with the man of God. Guard against people who are familiar with apostles. You have to deal with your familiarity. Numbers 12, verse 1 to 2. Listen to the people, what happened to them who were familiar with Moses. The ascensions of Aaron and Miriam. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. And because of the Ethiopian woman whom he married. For he married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, Has the Lord indeed spoke only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. So when you are speaking against the man of God, when you are speaking about a person in your bedroom with your wife, God hears it. Remember the story of Sapphira and Ananias? They dishonored the Holy Spirit. When you dishonor a person, you are dishonoring the Holy Spirit. They will say, Otomile hape mamrut.
He said
that when you dishonor a person, you dishonor Jesus. Now, when you dishonor a person, you dishonor the Holy Spirit. When you dishonor a person, you are dishonoring the Holy Spirit. Sapphira and Ananias in the book of Acts chapter 5, I don't know which verse, but they know it. They connived. They came together, a husband and wife, talking against Peter, the man of God. Saying, okay, we made this money, but we'll not bring it all to church. Acts chapter 5, verse 3 or 2. Acts 5, verse 2. So when you dishonor an apostle, when you are familiar with him, dishonoring the Holy Spirit. And they kept back part of the price.
But
his wife also been privy to it, meaning she agreed to it and brought a certain part and laid at the apostles' feet. Where is it? Where a verse that says you have fled to the Holy Spirit? Verse 3. Let's go to it. And then listen to this. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart and lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the money of the price of the land? So do you see, when you are lying to the apostle, you are lying to the Holy Spirit. So we are going to change. We'll no longer lie about our records. We'll no longer lie about people who came to our church, ourselves. Because when we lie to the man of God, we are lying to the Holy Spirit. So let us not be familiar with the man of God. I'm very careful. Pastor K is very careful.
Pastor K is very careful.
Not to dishonor apostles. I don't take him as my husband. When he comes into the pulpit, when he speaks the word of God, I see him as the man of God. I sit attentively and say, what is the Lord saying to
him?
Because he's my husband, I can be easily familiar with him. Because I know his nose, I can say, oh, look at him. This one, his nose. My children, I told them, I said, when your father speaks, when he's on this pulpit, listen to what God is saying. Don't take him as papa. No. Open your heart and receive the word of God. So we must never be familiar with the man of God. Because I don't want to be like Ananias and Sapphira. I want to honor the man of God. I don't want to be familiar with him. The word of God talks about Miriam and Aaron. They became lepers because they spoke against Moses. So we are told that leprosy leads to isolation and loss of relationship and creates repellent smell and disfigure you. Leprosy can cause you to be distasteful. I can be distasteful to Apostle Vincent if I'm not honoring him. I will be like a leprous person. Instead of seeing a beautiful old woman, I wouldn't say young, I'll be smelly to him. So this one is a bonus to married women. If you don't want to be smelly to your husband, honor your husband. He will love you. He will love you. Give him the honor. So we must never be leprous because of familiarity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The honor even goes to our parents, our fathers and mothers. The word of God says, it will be well with you if you honor them. In the book of Exodus 20, verse 12, and Ephesians 6, 2 to 3. Regardless how your parents are, your parents might be witches, your father might be in jail. Honor him. Your father might have not taken care of you. Your mother could have not taken care of you. Honor him. Apostle told of a painful story of a mother who was so drunk. And the children had to go and fetch her and put her in a wheelbarrow. And these children were male children. They covered their mother. They covered the nakedness of their mother and drove her home in a wheelbarrow home. What an honor these two young boys did to their mother. They never said, oh, my mother is a drunkard. Let her get her punishment. When they saw her lying there, they went and covered her up. So if we honor our parents, there's a blessing in it. We will be prosperous. Regardless how grievous they call, they make you angry, honor them. That is the word, how God put it. Now we are continuing number 6. What you do not honor, my goodness, look at my time. Pastor Bonks, enjoy the message. You never even want to stop me. Honor cause you to devalue. At this point, I'm just going to read. What you do not honor, you devalue. You don't reject your inheritance because of dishonor. There is a double inheritance in honor. This one will read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16. The word of God says, we must not be like a fornicator, profane like Esau. So we can see people who are dishonored that they're being given bad names. Hebrews 12:16, I will not read. God says, don't be like a fornicator who is Esau, because he dishonored his birthright. He did not appreciate what he has. So if you don't appreciate to be part of Emmanuel Christian Church, you are dishonoring your birthright. If you are given a cell to take care of, and you say, what is this shepherding thing? What is this ministry minister? What is this assistant pastor? You are dishonoring apostle, and you are rejecting your birthright. Anyone who's disloyal, like Judas and Absalom. Can you imagine if you are being like Judas and Absalom? All these people are distasteful. In the book of 2 Samuel 15, 5-6, I will not also read. Absalom was dishonoring his father, drawing men to themselves. When you are given a cell, you draw people towards you. Apostle said many a times, he says, in your branch, all the people come, but come into church, your branch was full, those people are not here. In your cell, there were 10 people, but on Sunday, there is no 10 people in your cell. But you see that you are drawing people to yourself. You are not drawing them, you are not pointing them to apostles. So don't be disloyal. Don't be like Judas. I remember I asked one pastor, I think I'm going to stop here, but this message we are going to continue. It's a very important message. For the sake of Peli FM, let me just conclude with Judas. And we'll take a Holy Communion, and then we'll continue. What happened was when concerning... don't log out. Those who are in Facebook, we are continuing.
Facebook,
only the radio will be off very soon. So this person, this pastor, he's got a very big church. I asked him, I said, what do you do with people like who are disloyal in your church? He answered me very nice. He says, don't worry about Judas. He will soon hang himself. Judas will soon hang himself. If you are disloyal, you'll soon die. You will soon hang yourself. Don't be disloyal. You'll soon hang yourself. Don't worry about Judas. He's going to hang himself. Lord, we want to say thank you. Lord, we are praying. We are going to partake of the Holy Communion. We are going to continue with our service. But for the sake of the Peli FM people, before I partake Holy Communion, you have tuned in and you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to invite you. You cannot listen to this beautiful message on the radio without receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. Please pray for me, especially for people who are tuning in via radio. Church, let's encourage them. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God, that you died and rose from the dead. Write my name in the book of life. Make me your child. I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God. Amen. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for these ones who have prayed over the radio, this prayer of salvation. Lord, what you have started in their hearts, complete it. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen them. Perfect that concerns them. Things that have been not right in their lives because of dishonor. Lord, I pray today, may their sin be forgiven. May they change their pathway. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we get our Holy Communion as we partake with the people in Peli? But you are going to continue with message after this Holy Communion. Hallelujah. We are continuing. I just take 20 minutes of your time. Then I will be done. Because this message is important. That is why we have to finish it. I wouldn't want to read the letter half. I will be disloyal. It's a long message. We are point number 8. We have concluded with point number 7. That anyone who is disloyal is like Judas and Absalom. And then point number 8, we said we must be loyal. We must be like Esther. Anything that we value, when we are loyal, we value what we have. We see here in the book of Esther chapter 6 verse 2-3, what you esteem, you increase in value. What you increase, you increase in value. Let's read Esther chapter 6, verse 2. And it was found written that Mordecai had told Bigatha and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Asuras. Verse 3, and the king said, what honor and dignity have been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, nothing has been done for him. So what you honor, you will increase in value. So what we see here, Mordecai protecting the life of the king. If Mordecai had not protected the life of the king, the king would have died. So what you honor, you esteem. And you protect. It is our responsibility to protect the man of God against criticism. Just like the young woman I told you about, she protected her pastor. She said, you know what? If you cannot honor my pastor, I don't belong to this family. She honored her pastor. Luke 8, chapter 1, verse 2-3. These are the women who honored Jesus. I told you what we must honor with our substance. We don't just honor by speaking good to our person. It must translate into money. Luke 8:1-3. Many women ministered to Jesus. These women, they honored the ministry of Jesus. Now it came to pass afterwards that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had healed of evil spirits and infirmities. They were healed, these people. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom come seven demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward. So do you see that there's no excuse to honor the Lord with your money? Here this woman was, the husband was working in Herod's house. So I have seen some women, evil women. I will call them evil. Born again. They would say, my husband does not want me to tithe. The husband is
Herod.
Since my husband does not want me to tithe. But when she goes to shopping, she does not say, my husband does not want me to shop. My husband does not want me to have new shoes. My husband does not want me a new bag. All other things she can do. The husband does not chip in anywhere. But when it comes to the house of the Lord, oh, apostle, I would love to tithe.
Oh, apostle.
But because I'm married to this unborn again woman, man, I cannot tithe. My man will not be happy. What a lie. What like all other things we can do, it's okay. All you can spend on yourself. You can even apostle speak about a bank book that you have hidden in your relative's house. That when this marriage ends, you must have money somewhere. You can even hide money from your husband. But you cannot bring the money here in the house of the Lord. You hide behind your unborn again husband. This guy says, this woman, the husband was working in Herod's house. Herod wanted to see the head of Jesus off. The man who cut the head of John the Baptist. But they honored Jesus. The word of God says they provided for him with their substance. So honoring means we have to honor the Lord with money. Do you know that a tithe is an honor? When you tithe, you are honoring God. God says in the book of Proverbs 3:6 that you must honor him with his with your substance. So he says, in all your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your paths. Continue. What's that verse of mine? You're honoring him with your substance. Verse 9. Let's jump to 9. Honor the Lord with your substance. And with your first fruits. And with all your increases. So do you see that tithing is an honor unto the Lord? Tithing is a way that God is going to remember you. You want God to have you in his album? Do you want your album before God, must he remember? When he looks at you, he will be looking at your money. So tithe is very, very important because it's a way of honoring God. Don't think God needs your money. The word of God says he's got a thousand, he's got many cattle in thousand hills. Thousand cattle in many hills. So God just wants to see how will you honor him. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 14 verse 9, tithe is a way of how God must remember you. Because you are honoring him. Listen to how God will remember you. In the book of Mark 14, verse 9. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also she had done shall be spoken for of a memorial of her. So this woman had a very expensive alabaster oil. He burst it open. He poured it upon Jesus. The disciples were in indignation. They say, what a waste. What a waste. Jesus says, no, this woman is honoring me. And she will be remembered. This thing, everywhere where she goes, there will be a remembrance. So when you bring your tithe here, God will remember your tithe. When you bring your offerings here, God will remember your offerings. Remember even a poor widow, God honored it. She remembered it. The poor widow brought the little, God honored it. He remembered it. So the importance of tithe is remembrance. Tithe becomes your a memorial before God. It's a form of honor. God says, okay, I'm giving you 10. Let me see if she will return one. But because you don't honor God, it's just so difficult to bring one back. So tithe is a form of honor. It's a memory. You, God must remember you. It leads me to another story. I told you I've got lots of stories. This one, it's a painful, sweet story. So, here in the church in December, I will tell the people starting from October, November, I will tell the students, I will say you are going home, but remember your tithe when you are home. To the workers, I will say you will be going on holidays, but remember God. Before jumping into that sea swimming, go to the ATM and bring the money in the church. Before you are eating the bright place, for our UK people, it's barbecue. Before eating your barbecue, we want your tithe. So this young woman heard this message. She went home, and then on Saturday, she went to the ATM. It was during the October, December. So she knew that she will not be in the church on Sunday. So she went to the ATM. Deposited her tithe. That was the last transaction she made. She put it in her purse. Because she knew that Sunday she will not be in church. She will be traveling from Durban to Pretoria. She came with her mom. The mom was a nurse in the UK. I think mom was also going back to UK. They came together. They were in a taxi. When they were here in Centurion, the taxi was an overnight taxi where it will leave Devon at 7 in the evening. It will arrive here around 7 o'clock in the morning. I think the taxi driver was tired. When they were just here in Centurion, the taxi got involved in an accident. Everybody in the taxi died. They were beyond recognition. So when the young woman was there, who did a transaction on Saturday? So when the police were picking up things, trying to identify the bodies, they came across their purse. They open it. They saw that yesterday a transaction was made to Emmanuel Christian Church. They Google where is Emmanuel Christian Church. They got our details. They got the details of our apostle. They phoned him. The apostle was the first person to be told. He could have identified the body. Unfortunately, he was in the US then. So he couldn't come and identify. But What the sweet story is, the last transaction the young woman did, she paid her tithe. She paid her tithe. During the week, the family came to collect her stuff. They came to collect her belongings. In this hotel, which is a hotel here, this long hotel, what do you call it?
Protea.
Holiday Inn. She was staying here. It was before this hotel. This flats were turned into a hotel. This Holiday Inn, she was staying here. So we went during the week. A cell group went to pray with the family when they came to collect her belongings. What touched, excited me, she was a first-time worker. I think she had almost 6 months or 7 months working here. She was working here in DTI. She had nothing. She had only a bed. She had a bed where she sleeps only. That was all that she had in her flat. A bed and her clothes. And cups which were given to her. She said it in a testimony that somebody brought me cups. That's all her belonging. And that woman was tithing lots of money. The one she entered in the church. She never bothered to buy herself a TV first. She never bothered to buy herself a car first. She honored the Lord. So can you imagine a remembrance when she arrives in heaven? That this one who prioritized me. This one who honored me. This one who put me first. Every young woman will love to have a TV. Flat screen. You know, she would love to have, but she said, you know what? Flat screen I will get. Fridge I will get. Sofas I will get. But I must honor the Lord first. So tithe is a way of honoring God. The importance of tithing is you are saying, Lord, I will honor you. I will honor you. I'm left with 5 minutes. I promise that at 20 past I'm done. Even though I'm still far with my point. But the Lord is good. Hallelujah. So honor is critical. We have to honor. Because God will open a memorial book. We know the story of Cornelius. Through her generosity, God said, send an angel to him. He said, your offerings and your arms have made a memorial before me. So tithe is a form of honor. So when we are bringing our tithe in the church, we are honoring God. Amen. We are continuing. My gadgets are also very slow, but we are getting there. I will use double. I will open another one. The other one will come. Okay, it's coming. Okay, praise the Lord. We are in point number 8. We are running point number 9. The gadget has jammed again. But do you see it's important to honor the Lord? Let's go and honor the Lord with our substance. We should not honor him with our mouth only. Praise the Lord. Point number 9. Eight is loyalty. Number 9, I jump number 9, I don't know where it is, but number 10, anyone who is jealous of your position, your popularity, or your prosperity, guard against.
So we must
never be jealous against apostles. We must never be jealous about his prosperity. Why I'm laughing? My sister, she has gone to the deal where the Lord blessed be her memory. My elder sister, she was born again, but she was a new believer. She went to church of the Bazalwanis. By then, she was not yet born again. She said, yo,
are you?
Mamuru Dora Anankamunati.
She was smelling so nice.
She says, Mamuru Dora Anankamunati. Kore the perfume of Mamuruti.
Are perfume of Mamuruti.
Are you sure?
Are mongko.
Hemuru Mamuruti or the perfume ya kwa anka monate.
Are she was smelling so nice.
You know, it's like Mamuruti unka monate ba bang ha bang kemonate.
Are anu kana.
They don't have a perfume.
Kero bang ha bang.
Mamuruti has a perfume.
Kero Mamuruti
has a perfume. So don't be jealous.
Oskana lemo.
Don't you say when I passed through a person.
Oru nzaki hifta
his perfume was so much.
Kore ni.
And me, I don't even have money for perfume.
Oru na you are.
Bless the Lord that that person is smelling nice. Bless the Lord that the person is having a car. One other woman as well. I would say she was an evil woman. A Christian. They said the children of the pastor. They are attending a private school. And our children are in a normal school. Can you imagine? That's jealousy. Can you imagine destroying the life of a pastor, the children of a pastor are attending a private school and our children are not in private school? Don't be jealous against the man of God. Don't be jealous against the prosperity of the man of God. I will tell you that my two children are in a private school. You don't know how they are there. They got a bursary. Let's give God a clap offering. They got a bursary. So when you hear that my children are in private school, don't say, Mamuruti, our children are not in private school. Her children, you don't know what God is doing. We are paying only 50% for two of my children in a private school. And when the principal told me, she told me, she says, Mama, this one, Osanzalinko grade, Koko crash.
Aroko crash.
He said, we are going to find her until grade
7.
She said, you will not need to apply every year. The other one, she's in grade
4.
And this one, Osanzalinko grade 0, we are going to find her. She says, we want to take the one go crash and we want to give her the bulk of the money because we are going to fund her the whole 7 years. Hallelujah. Let's give God a clap offering. So you don't know what God is doing for men of God. So when the children are in private school, don't say, the children are in private school. One of the children is also in an expensive university. Also a
bursary.
Don't say Mamuruti's children are in expensive
university.
Our children are in a college that is not expensive. Bursary. Bursary. The Lord has provided. So don't be jealous against the man of God. Don't be jealous against his prosperity. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you too. You will partake into his blessing. Praise the Lord. The last point. Don't legitimize. Illegitimate. Don't legitimize the illegitimate. There will be people who had a dodgy lifestyle. Don't honor them. Don't honor them because they are illegitimate. Hallelujah. That is why the other time I said the question, who is your father? Is going to follow you the rest of your life. So the word of God in 1 Corinthians 15:33. Don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Meaning don't be friends with evil people. They will corrupt you. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes issues of life. So you must never legitimize the illegitimate. We have done an altar call.
it was for the radio.
We have
come to the end of our service. I want to make it for you who are tuning it via Facebook. And those who are in this auditorium, with heads bowed down, with your heads bowed down, you have not received Christ as a Lord and Savior. You have not said, Lord, come into my life. You have been invited to church. We want your name to be written in the book of life. With a showing of hands, can I see you and say, yes, Lord, come and be the Lord of my life. With a showing of hands, with your head bowed down, don't be ashamed. This is a great day for you. Let's give God a clap offering. Let's give God a clap offering. Come here, my children. Come to the floor. Can I see with a showing of hands?